All right, welcome back to Piers. We're ready for game two of this Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader. As the Jaguars in the field now as the home team. Piers wins 15-0 by way of the 15-run rule, which is a four-inning rule. Jade Porter to lead it off. As doing the pitching in game two, Cassandra Tenson, who was the shortstop in the opener. So Porter at the plate, and here we go with game two, BBE Piers. And a first pitch strike. 0-1 to Jade Porter. Terry Treader will catch and bat second. Shortstop Ella Colucci in the three spot. Tenson ready. And the pitch. Swinging a roller up the line first. It'll go foul. Played midway up the line there by first baseman Abby Tenson. Two strikes. Tori Wagner will get the starting pitching assignment here in game two for Piers. Emily Sedlowski will start in right field for this one. Two strikes to Jade Porter. Leaves that one high. 1-2. Piers with that victory. Now 12-5 overall. 8-3 in the conference. Upstairs again, 2-2. Jaguars fall to 3-10 overall, 1-9 in CMC play. Here comes the windup, and the 2-2 pitch is on the way, and Jade fights it off, sending it back, still 2-2. Pioneers will host Howard Lake Waverly Winstead for a doubleheader Tuesday to wrap up the regular season. Jaguars get holding for it for one game on Monday. Porter pops it. It's coming back. And Yeager can't quite catch up to it up the walkway to the Pioneer dugout. So still alive there is center fielder Jade Porter. BBE will go to Maple Lake Tuesday. Jaguars are much busier than the Pioneers are next week. They play Monday at home against Holdingford, at Maple Lake for two on Tuesday. Thursday they get Upsala at home, Friday at Browerville. In the air to left, Winter with room over and in the alley makes the catch. Porter flies to left to start the game. One down for catcher Terry Treader.
Catcher Terry Treader.
Treader with the bases empty and one out. Game one starting pitcher. Kern is playing third base in this one. And Terry takes one down at the feet for a ball in the field. Back catching is Amber Yeager. On the pitching rubber is Cassandra Tenson. Same first baseman is Abby Tenson. Same second baseman is Nicole Thonwald. Moving over to shortstop now is Kiara Quady. Inside for a ball. Emily Kern at third. Kylie Winter in left, Allie Gruber in center, and Josie Knutson in right. 2-0 now to Treader, facing Tenson. And the wind, and strike is called. Brian Olmscheid, ball and strike ump. 15-0 win in the opener for the Pioneers. Treader awaits. And watches ball three come low. Colucci on deck. And the pitch home from the right-hander. In the air towards right, tailing away. Knutson on the run, won't get it to the fence. Treader being sent around second. Terry will go in standing with a triple. Terry Treader with her second triple of the day. And that'll bring up shortstop Ella Colucci. Opposite field three base hit for Terry Treader. Here's the pitch to Ella. Aggressive swing and a foul straight back. Ella looking to drive in the first run of the game here. 0-1. What's that, a 10-1 baseball score, seventh over Kimball? Pioneer baseball up 10-1 in the seventh from Helifield. There's one low to Kalushi. Ball and a strike. Left-handed hitting Ella Kalushi. Tenson delivers, and it's hacked foul again. 1-2 now to Ella, who's right on the ball, just hasn't squared one up yet. Game one, Ella had a first-inning single, a second-inning two-run triple, a third-inning RBI single, and was retired on a flyout to left, 3-for-4. Outside, two balls, two strikes to Ella Kalushi. Here comes the pitch. Ella watches it low. Jaeger with the smother behind the plate. 3-2. Wind has shifted a little bit. More of a crosswind now. Payoff pitch from Cassandra Tenson. Lost her. Walked high. Kalushi aboard. Brings up first baseman Taylor Cummings.
First baseman Taylor Cummings.
First and third now, as Coach Matt Pepping with a quick set of signs. Where'd Joe Call go? Here comes the windup and the Tenson pitch. Low, Kalushi will take second without a throw. 1-0, two runners out there now for Taylor. Here's the pitch by the righty Tenson. Low, 2-0. Abby Luckin handling the first base coaching duties. Pioneers looking to strike first in the top of the first against Jaguar righty Cassandra Tenson. In the air, right field. That's going to go to the wall and skip to the fence. Taylor is going to try for three, and she will make it. A two-run triple to right for Taylor Cummings. Opposite field and over the head of Knutson and Wright. And it's 2-0 with Laura Skiba batting. Laura batting for Emma Melby, the Pioneer third baseman. Two triples in the inning. Treader and Cummings with three base hits. Laura Skiba now in the cleanup spot. Strike on a good fastball, 0-1. Tenson brings it harder than either of the two we saw in game one. 10-1 final at Helly Field, Pioneers over Kimball. There's a ground ball up the middle, and nice play at short by Quady. Throws her out. Good play by the Jaguar shortstop. It does score a run. Skiba with an RBI. And there's a three-run inning going as Hallie Zupan will bat with the bases empty. Kiara Quady with some nice range to her left, a glove side fielding ball, and threw it on target to get Skiba. Little looper to short. Quady can't leap to get it. Zupan drops one into shallow left for a hit. And that'll get the right fielder, Emily Sedlovsky, up. Just muscled it over Quady's head onto the grass. It's an all-dirt infield here. Hallie Zupan able to just muscle it up and up. Show a bunt, and there's going to be a play at second, and sliding in is Hallie with a steal. Pitch was a strike to Sedlowski. So Sedlowski at the plate. Has she played right yet this year, Jay? She's the top of the pitching staff order for the Pioneers, but Tori Wagner will go for the Pioneers in game two. Emily out in right, swings through that pitch. It's 0-2, and the wind by Cassandra Tenson. Line drive, base hit! Zupan being waved around and scores! Sedlowski drives a two-strike pitch to center to make it 4-0. And now second baseman Amaya Rushlow to hit. That was right back up the middle. Good solid hit there by Emily Sedlowski. Amaya now hitting with one on, two outs. Down low, there goes the runner. Straight steal for Sedlowski. 1-0 to Amaya Rushlow. Tori Wagner, the pitcher, on deck. That's high to Amaya, 2-0. Preston and the CLC Raiders playing today. All right. Russell batting eighth, playing second. Here's the Cassandra Tinson pitch. There's a base hit to left. Short hopped. Here comes a throw to the plate. No, they hold it on the cutoff. And back to back to back. Singles here from Zupan Sedlowski and now Rushlow. Emily Sedlowski in safely. And the Pioneers will bat around here in the first against Tinson with five runs up on the board. Tori Wagner. There's one to the screen. It short hops Jaeger. And a big round and look there by Rushlow, and she will be satisfied to stay at second. 1-0 to Tori Wagner. She's a sophomore. Pop foul. First base will have a play halfway up the line and has it. That's the inning, but Wagner, when she comes out to pitch, will have some room to work with as the Pioneers score five runs on five hits, and they leave one runner on base. After a half an inning in game two of this Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader, Pioneers have a 5-0 lead on BBE with the Jaguars coming to plate for the first time.
It's time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy. You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, Tori Wagner delivers a first pitch, and it's fouled back by Allie Gruber to start the bottom of the first. One strike. Pierce puts up five in their half of the first. Now Allie Gruber, Kylie Winter, and Cassandra Tinson will face sophomore righty Tori Wagner. In the air to left, going back and over the head of Zupan, and to second with a leadoff double is Gruber. Allie Gruber drives one towards the flagpole. Left fielder. And now Kylie Winter to hit. So she got a hold of a fastball and hit it far. And that one will sail to the screen. That'll be a wild pitch. Gruber goes to third. 1-0 to Winter. Jaguars with a runner at third. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first against Tori Wagner in the Pioneers. There's a squeeze bunt right in front of home, and they're going to run Gruber back to the bag. They throw low. Kalushi back to home. Tagged out by Winter. Are on the play. The Jaguars get hung up between third and home, and Gruber tagged out. The bunt was all of about a foot in front of home, and it just died there as Treader picked it up. So it'll go fielder's choice, 2-6-1 to get Gruber. And on the play, winner ends up at second as pitcher Tenson takes strike one. So the double taken care of there, but Winter's in scoring position on the rundown. She gets to second. Tenson line drive, pass Rushlow into right center. That's going to put the Jaguars on the board. And the throw into second is not in time, and it's the second double of the inning. Tenson shoots one into the right center gap. RBI to make it 5-1. And now catcher Amber Yeager to hit. Rushlow really the only one that was going to get that ball, and it was by her in a hurry. Just to the second base side of her. And once it got by Amaya, it was clearly going to get to the right center gap. Ball one to Yeager. Mitchell Wagner strike called to Yeager, 1-1. Tori Wagner throws pretty hard. 1-1. Josie Knutson to follow. Changeup. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to the catcher, Yeager. Rushlow backing up the throw that got away. If you heard me allude to a big cheer on the JV field in earlier, I believe that's because Tori Wagner hit a over-the-fence home run over there. I think that's a grand slam. That's worthy of a big cheer. 2-2 now to Amber Yeager. Changeup, swatted foul. Emma Melby will play it in foul territory. Pierce 5, BBE 1 in the second game of this doubleheader. Pierce took the opener 15-0. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for Wagner. Second out. And now right fielder Josie Knutson. Knutson in the 5 spot. Sophomore for Coach Primus leaves that one up and away. Ball 1. Pretty young squad. Allie Gruber is a senior. Tenson, Thonvold, Torgerson are seniors. Girl not in the lineup, but a senior, Mackenzie Dingman. That's high for ball 2, but Kern and Winter are freshmen. Knutson's a sophomore. That's high. 3-0. Yeager, the catcher, is a junior. Abby Tenson, the first baseman, is a sophomore. Kiera Quady, the shortstop, a junior. Strike called. 3-1 now to Josie Knutson, the right-handed hitting right fielder for the Jaguars. They've put one on the board here, and there's a runner out at second as Wagner deals. Swing and a miss, full count. Tori Wagner trying to leave a runner in scoring position here with a 3-2 count. Wagner grips the ball and zips it home, and it's popped up. Coming in and dropping between the center fielder and shortstop, Porter and Kalushi. And that'll fall in, and Tenson scores, 5-2. Little pop-up RBI single for Josie Knutson. And it'll bring up Nicole Thonvold. Pioneers got one of those. Not sure if it was Sedlowski's or Rushlow's that fell in like that. Just... first pitch strike. So good response for BBE after giving up 5. They come back with 2. Want to keep it going here. Wagner trying to close the door. There's a chopping swing and a miss throw to the first. They got her in a rundown throw and safe. The throw to the bag at second was not in time or off target. Little to the center field side. And Treader threw behind the runner at first. But Knutson able to get in safely. 2 strikes, now foul back. Nicole Thonvold would be followed by Kiera Quady. Runner at second, 2 down. Thonvold awaits. Ground ball, shortstop. Kalushi rockets it over to Cummings for the out. Jaguars get two runs, and they put together three base hits, and they leave one runner on base. And after an inning in Game 2, Pioneers lead the Jaguars 5-2.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall and Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Jade Porter, representing the top of the lineup for the Pioneers, leads off, takes ball one outside from Cassandra Tenson. Piers 5, BBE 2 after an inning in Game 2. And the 1-0. High 2-0. Jade flew out to left field leading off the ball game. Piers scored 5 runs on 5 hits in the first. Tenson walked one, didn't strike out anybody. A little bit high to Jade Porter, 3-0. Outfield playing her to pull. Center fielder Gruber in the gap in left center. And the 3-0 pitch. High, and Porter aboard with a 4-pitch walk to start the second to get Terry Treader to the plate with nobody out. Treader ripped a triple and scored in the first. She's tripled in both games now. Here's Tenson. Terry swats it right onto the roof of the dugout. First base side, 0-1. Tenson really bends and leans back as she goes into her windup. One strike to Treader. Porter at first, nobody out. Foul back again. Couple of foul balls, that's a bat of Terry Treader, and it's a quick 0-2 count to the Pioneers catcher. Here comes the windup, and Tenson unwinds one just outside. Close pitch to take, but outside with a good eye by Terry Treader, 1-2. Porter at first, two-strike pitch is coming. Low, 2-2. Ella Kalushi to follow, then Cummings. Here comes the pitch. Down low for ball three. So now it's a 3-2 count. Jaguar baseball team has to come here yet, and then that'll be that last meeting in the CMC between Piers and BBE. 3-2. Ball four, and Terry does a very good job being patient up there after falling behind 0-2 and gets a walk. Porter to second. Treader to first, Kalushi to hit. Two on, nobody out. Pioneers and Jaguars were moved out of the same section in football a few years ago when they went to the district scheduling. And so Piers no longer has played the Jaguars on the gridiron as Kalushi takes low. Pioneers headed to the Granite Ridge. I see that Howard Lake Waverly Winston is also leaving the Central Minnesota Conference. There's a foul ball. Out of play. Howard Lake's headed to the Wright County Conference. So I'm not sure what the CMC will do, and that's next year, the 2020 school year. Royalton will come into the CMC, but now both Pierce and Howard Lake Waverly Winston are exiting. Low. Good stop for Yeager. 2-1. I'm not sure what other teams were in the school, our schools were in the discussion to be invited into the conference once Pierce announced they were leaving. And that's been over a year in the process now as Colushi watches it sail high 3-1. I had heard like Atwater, Cosmos, Grove City possibly was one of the teams I heard. 3-1. Foul ball, 3-2. Good swing by Ella. First and second, nobody out. On deck, Taylor Cummings. Pioneers 5, Jaguars 2, top of the second. Game 1 stopped by the 15-run rule after 4 innings. 15-0 with a final score. Here's the payoff pitch from Cassandra Tenson. Down low to walk, the bases full. Porter to third, Treader to second. Colushi aboard for Cummings. Four walks now for Cassandra Tenson. Bases full for the Pioneers as Taylor Cummings, who tripled in two her first time up. Watches one at the knees for a strike, 0-1 from Tenson. Trying to get a couple back here as Tenson rocks back and delivers and foul down the line to right. That'll curl foul onto the grass. Well foul. Inside the fence line, though. Two strikes. Porter walked. Treader walked. Colushi walked. Two strikes to Taylor Cummings. Ground ball on an 0-2 pitch. Shortstop, Quaidy's going to come to third out there. And a run scores. So Quaidy gets the force play. RBI for Taylor. As Porter comes in to score to make it 6-2. Terry forced out at third. So Colushi's at second. Cummings at first with one out. And the batter is the designated player. Laura Skiba bats for Emma Melby. Swings and misses, 0-1. So it's a 6-2 lead now for Pierce here in the top of the second inning at home against BBE. Looks like the outfield is straight away. And the 0-1 to home and low. Ball and a strike now to Laura Skiba. And the baseball team won their first game of the doubleheader with Kimball 10-1. So game two, if not underway already, should be very soon. A 1-1 pitch from the righty. Showed bunt. There goes the runner for third. Throw is on target. And they're going to say safe. The hand beat the throw. And Colushi with the left hand just got in safely. And trailing behind her, Cummings will also pick up a steal. Second and third, it's a 2-1 count now to Skiba. Swings and misses. 2-2. Hallie Zupan due up next. Ella Colushi ready at third, ready to come home if anything happens. There's a ground ball. Just played foul right at Ella's feet. That's why you stay in foul territory right there. It's only a dead ball if it hits you. If you're fair on the line, you're out. Another pitch from Cassandra Tenson. That'll be fouled down off the foot of Laura, who's got that left hand taped up there after the shop accident. Looks like it's a thumb, huh? Or kind of right in that web of the thumb and forefinger? Really? In the air to left, Kalushi will tag. The catch is made. Cummings is going to have to hurry. She'll tag in advance. Sacrifice fly by Laura Skiba. That gets another run home. Kalushi tagging and scoring. Cummings advancing. Two outs, runner at third, and left fielder Hallie Zupan now. So it's a 7-2 lead for the Pioneers. Zupan offers at the first pitch and knocks it out of play, one strike. Single and a steal and a run in the first for Hallie. Pioneers have reestablished the 5-run lead they took in the top of the first. Jaguars scored 2 in the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Hallie. 0-2. Right fielder Emily Sedlovsky would hit next. Here's the 0-2 to Zupan. High drive to left in the park, though, at the wall, and it's against the wall. It wedged right at the base of the wall. That couldn't have missed a home run by more than half a foot. A double to the wall by Zupan brings in Cummings to make it 8-2.
Right fielder Emily Sedlovsky.
The ball couldn't even bounce. It was up against the fence. It just stayed right there at the base of the wall. Outside, Emily Sedlovsky takes. Emily with a single and steal and a run scored in the first. So Pioneers up by 6 now, 8-2 over BBE in the top of the second. Zupan at second, and the pitch by Tenson's popped towards first. Maybe a play, but nope, out of play. 1-1 to Emily Sedlovsky with Rushlow due up next. Hallie Zupan with a double to the fence in left field. Sprints off the bag as Sedlovsky got jammed on one and lifts a lazy pop-up foul of first. 1-2 to Emily. Sedlovsky trying to increase the lead here with a hit. She drove in one in the first. Here comes the windup by Tenson. Strike 3. Got her looking on the inside corner to end the inning. Pioneers score 3 times. They do it on only one hit, aided by 3 walks and a sacrifice fly. At the end of an inning and a half, it's now Piers 8, BBE 2.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Shortstop Kiara Quady leading things off. 8-2 Piers, bottom of the second. Jaguars the home team here. And Tori Wagner works ahead of the count. 1-2 on a couple of foul balls. Quady, Kern, Tenson for the Jaguars, the bottom third of their order here. Against Tori Wagner. Strikeout, no walks, a 2-run first inning. Got her on the inside corner with a changeup. Strikeout number two for Tori Wagner brings up third baseman Emily Kern. Well, there's barely a cloud in the sky overhead now. Strike called, 0-1. Number eight spot in the order here, Emily Kern. She took the loss as the pitcher for the Jaguars in the first game. Ground ball, right side. Wagner will field. And a short little flip over to Cummings for a quick second out. Two away, and now first baseman Abby Tenson. First pitch to Tenson is high, ball one. Top of the order, Gruber on deck. And hello. One. Pay attention up here. Two down, bases empty. High fastball, 2-1 to Tenson. It hit me right in the head. Ground ball up the middle. Russell stabs it, throws, and got her. Fine play, Amaya Rushlow. Backhand near the bag and throws her out. Three up, three down. And after two, Piers up 8-2.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Amaya Rushlow will lead off the top of the third. Pioneers lead BBE 8-2. Softball action this afternoon. Amaya, who made the outstanding fielding play to end the bottom of the second, will lead off the top of the third. Amaya is 1-for-1 with a first inning RBI single. As the Jaguars throw it down, and here comes Amaya. Amaya also with three hits in game one and a walk. So a four-hit doubleheader going for Amaya Rushlow so far. Piers 8, BBE 2. Tori Wagner, and then top of the order, Jade Porter here against Cassandra Tenson, who has struck out one, walked four. And here's the pitch to Amaya Rushlow. Little bit up for a ball, 1-0. Good to see Coach Call back. Must have had to go get a sandwich. He's eating. One ball to Rushlow. Popped up. Right side. Tenson, the pitcher, wants it between the ring and the bag at first and puts it away, and Rushlow's out number one. That'll bring up the pitcher, Tori Wagner, with one out, bases empty. Wagner popped to the first baseman to end the first, Abby Tenson. Leaves that pitch miss outside for ball one. Eight runs on six hits for the Pioneers so far. Wagner leaves that one low, 2-0, top of the order, and Jade Porter is on deck. Tenson puts that right foot on the rubber, rocks back, and unleashes the pitch. High, 3-0 to Wagner. Shallow and right, straight away in center, normal and left. Well high there, it's a four-pitch walk to put Wagner on and Porter to the plate with one out. And Burggraf will run on a courtesy for Wagner. Emily Burggraf enters.
Coming at first, number six, Emily Burggraf. Now batting the top of the order, center fielder Jade Porter.
So Emily as a courtesy runner in the game at first. And Jade Porter will bat. She's flown out, walked, and scored in this game. Shows bunt, takes back. There goes Burggraf. Nobody's at the bag, and it's an easy steal for Emily. Shortstop Quady a little late getting there as Porter had shortened the bunt, took a strike. 0-1 with Burggraf in scoring position. Tenson's 0-1 pitch. High. Ball and a strike. Terry Treader to follow. Here's the Tenson pitch on 1-1. High again. Two balls and a strike. Jade's the top of the order here. He's had a really good year for the Pioneers. I think three home runs. Took a rip at that one and just tapped it foul. Something in her hitting zone there that she liked and just missed it. 2-2. Burggraf running for Wagner, who walked. And then Emily Burggraf steals second. There's one out. The leadoff batter popped up. Jade lifts a foul ball that'll get out of play to the right side near the dugout. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. In the dirt, Jaeger. And Burggraf's going to head for third and make it. Emily. No indecision there. As soon as that ball went in the dirt, she was sprinting for third and good base running. Full count now to Jade Porter. Runner at third, one out. Infield stays back up the middle, in at the corners. There's one low. Burggraf checks to make sure it doesn't go back to the screen. And Porter is aboard for Terry Treader.
Catcher Terry Treader.
First and third for the Pioneers. 8-2 lead with the possibility of a run-scoring inning again here. They've scored every inning they've batted in the doubleheader today. High. Porter is going to go to second. The throw goes into left field. Burggraf will score easily. Jaguars were kind of guessing on that play. They tried to catch Burggraf, but the throw between short and third, and Emily scores. E2. Porter to second. And Terry, line drive to second, caught, and hustling back to avoid the double play is Jade Porter. So Treader hit it hard right on the button for out number two, as a fine fielding play there by second baseman Nicole Fonvold. So Colucci's walked twice, scored twice in this game. Takes a Cassandra Tenson pitch for a strike. So some pretty good fielding plays displayed by both teams' second basemen here in this one. Nice line drive catch there by Fonvold, and Rushlow with a nice backhanded fielding play and throw to end last inning. Low for a ball, Colucci at the plate. Two walks, two stolen bases, two runs in this one. Three hits in the first game. Low, 2-1. Pierce has added a run here. They now lead it 9-2 in the third, top half of the third. Tenson readies and delivers. Left go high, 3-1 to Ella Colucci. Taylor Cummings on deck. If the inning continues, there are two outs. 3-1 pitch. Ella swings and knocks it straight back. Home run swing there. 3-2 to shortstop Ella Kalushi. Jade Porter out at second base. Here's Tenson's Rock and Fire. High, walked her. Third walk of the game for Kalushi. Third walk this inning and seventh issued by Tenson. So Taylor Cummings now, an opportunity. Tripled in two in the first, reached on a fielder's choice, eventually scored in the second. Down at the feet, runners hold their ground. She's always checking. Never know. 1-0. Tigers and Twins tonight. Start of a weekend series. Ground ball towards short to third for the out. Fielder's choice to third base ends the inning. Pioneers get a run. They do it without a hit. There was an error and two left. After 2.5, Piers 9, BBE 2.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Piers Veterinary Clinic, Piers Village, Meadow Ponds, Partners Senior Living, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Premier Construction, Premier Concrete, Rainstorm LLC, Remax Dave Fisher, Red Rooster, Red's Auto, Rice Creek Hunting, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Rich Prairie Livestock, Ritter's Thompson and Olson, Sarabacco, Schumer Insurance, Select Therapy, Shugun, Shelley Funeral Chapels, Smoothies Oil, St. Gabriel's, Sunrise Ag, T&M Shooting Sports, Thielen Meats of Piers, TLC Enterprises, Trobix Bus Service, United Spray Foam, Unity Bank, Vernon, Pat Watercott, Vernick Manufacturing, Wakefield Pork, and WBE Electric. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Top of the order for the BBE Jaguars, center fielder Allie Gruber at the plate to start the bottom of the third. Piers 9, BBE 2. One ball to Allie Gruber, who doubled and now lifts a pop-up behind second. Rush low out, and it falls in. A leadoff bloop single. May have been miscommunication there between the fielders who was going to take charge. And it's Gruber who's the beneficiary with her second hit. Now the left fielder, Kylie Winter. Swinging a foul back. One strike. Winter tried to bunt and ended up resulting in an out between third and home on a rundown. Gruber tagged out near the plate. There's a bunt that's offered at for a strike. Two strikes now to left fielder Kylie Winter with Gruber at first. Nobody out. Torrey Wagner readies. Throws a fastball in. Strikeout. One away for the pitcher, Cassandra Tenson. That is strikeout number three for Torrey Wagner. Skips away from Treader, and Gruber will move up. Wild pitch down in the dirt. 1-0 to Tenson. Emma Melby at third. Ella Kalushi at short. Amaya Rushlow at second. And Taylor Cummings at first. Hallie Zupan in left. Jade Porter in center. And Emily Sedlowski in right. Emily coming on. Sedlowski with a catch in right field. Line drive out to Emily Sedlowski for out number two. It's like she's played right field her whole life, huh? Here's Yeager, the catcher now, struck out in the first. Moves inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes to Yeager, the cleanup batter and the junior catcher. A little bit low for ball two. You can talk. 2-0 to Yeager. Runner at second. Two outs. Good fastball. Torrey Wagner hitting the outside corner. 2-1. 9-2 lead for the Pioneers. Swinging a ground ball to third. Melby to first. Got her. That's all for the Jaguars. No runs. One hit. And one left on base. 9-2 after three.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Top of the fourth, Piers 9, BBE 2. And leading things off will be Laura Skiba.
Leading off the top of the fourth for Piers, designated player Laura Skiba.
A couple of new center fielder out there trying to catch the number. It is Dacia Herkoff. He's out there in center field now. Herkoff replaces Allie Gruber at center field. Here's Laura Skiba facing Cassandra Tenson. And a first pitch strike. 0-1. Laura's got an RBI ground out and a sacrifice fly. So although not a hit, she's got two driven in this game. Productive at-bats in both trips up. Leading off here in the fourth. Chases one high. 0-2. Pierce comes out of the gate with 5 in the top of the first, 3 in the second. They get 1 in the third for their 9. Jaguars got their 2 in the bottom of the first. Tenson's ahead 0-2. Little fly ball into center field. Down for a hit. Skiba golfs one out there to center. Hit number 7 for the Pioneers. Brings up Pally Zupan, the left fielder. So Laura Skiba, I think she's going to be run for here. Skiba just went down in golf. No, they're going to leave Laura in there. So here's Zupan. Zupan, who hit one to the base of the left field fence for a double last time up, takes high. Now they will send Emma Melby in to run. Melby running for Skiba.
Running at first base, number 22, Emma Melby.
So Emma, who is being batted for by Laura, will take over on the bases. Up high, throw back to the bag, and Melby safe. Just got the hand back in. I don't think Tenson really handled that ball cleanly. Ball kind of popped out of her first baseman's mitt over there. Two balls to Hallie Zupan. 2-for-2, single, double, 2 ribbies, a run. Popped up. It's going to drift foul to third. Kern will give it a look over there, but out of play. Again, Dacia Herkoff now in center, replacing Gruber. Two and one to Hallie Zupan. Cassandra Tenson readies and delivers. Lost the grip on that, and Yeager saves her teammate by leaping up to catch it. 3-1 to Hallie. Pierce up 9-2 here. We're underway in the fourth. Pierce won game one 15-0 over the Jaguars. Ooh, went around. That one was ball four up around the shoulders, and Hallie says, didn't mean to. Sorry, coach. Full count. Sun starting to set, and fielders are starting to shield their eyes a little bit, trying to prevent some glare. 3-2 pitch to Zupan. Hallie pops it foul. That'll get out of play again, third base side. Hallie's in the sixth spot in the order here. Was 0-2 with a walk in the first game. 2-2 in this game. Hallie Zupan with Emma Melby running at first. Nobody out. The right fielder, Emily Sedlovsky, on deck. Here's Tenson's pitch to Zupan, and another foul ball over the third base dugout. Lengthy at-bat here for Zupan. Zupan with plenty of pop in the bat. If she gets a hold of one, hasn't quite timed it yet, fouling some off here. Now she's walked, takes ball four. Melby will move up. Sedlovsky to hit with two on, nobody out here in the fourth. Emily's got an RBI single and been called out on strike so far in this game, 1-2. And there's going to be a visit to the mound by Coach Primus before this at-bat occurs.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Hello Pioneer fans, this is Matthias Algren, a member of the Pierce track team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped to make all of the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we would like to encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Emily Sedlovsky batting against new pitcher Dacia Herkoff, who pitched in game one. Herkoff inherits runners at first and second. Nobody out in a 9-2 lead, and quickly 2-1 now. Wild pitch pops away from Yeager. Now it's second and third. Amaya Rushlow due up next. Emma Melby at third. Hallie Zupan at second. Herkoff's pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes to Emily. Drove in a run with a first inning hit. Bases are second and third right now. Ground ball sharply hit to first. Now the throw to the plate and safe. Melby just beat the throw. Sedlowski is out at first. Oh, they're going to say safe at first. Everybody is safe. So Melby scores. It'll be a fielder's choice for Emily Sedlowski, who goes to second on the play, Zupan to third, and Amaya Rushlow will bat with now a 10-2 score. Well, I thought they got the out at first, but ruled safe. Amaya watches, and Yeager takes one off the right shin guard to save a wild pitch. 1-0. I guess Emily would get an RBI on that. Low, 2-0 to Rushlow. Singled in a run in the first, popped up to the pitcher in the third. Fielder's choice, I think. Yeah, ground ball to third. Oh, underneath the third baseman's glove. Now the throw home is not in time. And that scores Zupan. That'll be E5. Zupan scoring on the error. Sedlowski to third. Rushlow to first. Still nobody out, and now an 11-2 score, and the pitcher, Torrey Wagner, batting. Inside corner's a called strike. So that closes the book on Tense and the starter. She'll be charged with all 11 runs. She's out in right field now. Strike two is called to Wagner. Torrey has walked and popped to first. First and third, nobody out. Ground ball left side. Cross to first in time. Throw home, not in time. So Wagner drives in a run with a ground ball out, scoring Sedlowski with the third run of the inning in the 12th of the game. Rushlow is now at third with one out, an RBI ground out for Torrey Wagner. Runner at third for top of the order, Sarah Loidl batting in Jade Porter's spot. High ball one. So a three-run fourth to make it a 12-2 lead. Little looper, base hit to center. Rushlow is in. Loidl with the RBI single. And it's 13-2. And now catcher Terry Treader, a triple, a walk, and a hard line drive to second. Low for a ball. Loidl with a clean single to drive in a run. There's a swinging strike out by the catcher, and Loidl will move up. 1-1 to Terry. Four runs in here in the fourth as Herkoff low and in. 2-1 now to the Pioneer catcher. Loidl at second. Here's the Herkoff pitch high. 3-1. Shredder with a good hitter's count here. Herkoff comes around the zone. Takes a whack at it. Drives it up the middle. Loidl is being sent. Loidl for home, and she'll draw no throw and score easily. Shredder makes it a five-run inning in a 14-2 lead with an RBI single bounced up the middle. Again, that 3-1 pitch comes right over the plate, and Terry drives it in. Terry's second hit of this ball game brings up shortstop Ella Colucci. She's walked all three trips to the plate today. Strike on the corner. Terry Treader has to dive back in as a throw from Yeager to the bag. 14-2. There is one out. High to Ella Colucci. One ball, one strike. Playing Ella to pull. And off speed and got her in the heel. Hit by pitch. Treader will move up. Colucci reaches, and the batter becomes Taylor Cummings.
First baseman Taylor Cummings.
Kind of an odd line for Taylor here. Goes after the first pitch, pops it up. Infield fly rule. Caught, made at third for out number two. Taylor grounded out short to third on force plays the prior two times. You rarely see that.
But Emma Melby.
Now Emma Melby is going to bat in Laura Skiba's spot here. 10th Pioneer to hit in this inning. First and second with two outs. Swing and a miss. 0-1 to Emma. Piers up 14-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Out in front, swing and a miss, 0-2. Emma Melby, the third baseman here. And the pitch. Just a high by a fraction. 1-2 to Emma. With Treader and Colucci. Good speed on the bases here for Coach Pepping. Emma knocks it foul to third. Good swing on that one. One ball, two strikes. Last report, the baseball team won their first game with Kimball 10-1. They've got a big week coming up. Big one in Painesville. They go to Maple Lake for two. A little bit high. 2-2. Foley's coming up yet. They've got Osakis to play yet. Big games. Yeah, they'll find that makeup game with Albany. Change up got her. Good pitch there by Herkoff. Ends the inning, but the Pioneers send 10 batters to the plate. They score five of those. Five runs on three hits. An error. Couple of left. Two errors. After 3.5, now 14-2, Piers.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to High School Sports on a partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th for the 7th annual Piers Freedom Fest, headlined by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
You and me go fishing.
Along with the Shale O'Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me all night.
General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. Get concert and ticket information at piersfreedomfest.com. Sponsored by Randall Motors, Coors Lights, Moody Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sale, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, and the Hillbilly Haven Motel.
14-2 as we start at the bottom of the fourth, and Torrey Wagner delivers a first pitch strike to Josie Knutson. A little bit low. Thonvold and Quatey new up here. Sarah Loydalt stays in the game in center field. Ground ball towards third. Melby, nice play to first. Emma Melby with a nice play at the hot corner. One away. And now Nicole Thonvold is going to be
number 12, Kaylee Torgerson.
Batted for by Kaylee Torgerson. A little bit low ball one from Tori Wagner, who has three strikeouts, no walks, and now 3 1/3. Swing and a miss is a good fastball. 1-1 to Torgerson. Tori Wagner, sophomore righty. Did she go? No appeal. It's high. 2-1. Cummings and Rushlow, Kalushi and Melby on the infield. Swing and a foul. 2-2 now to Kaylee Torgerson. Sarah Loydalt in center. Hallie Zupan in left. Emily Sedlovsky in right. And Wagner's 2-2. Swing and a miss with a fastball. Two up, two down. And it brings up
shortstop
Kiara Quady, a strikeout victim in the second inning. That is Tori Wagner's fourth strikeout of the ball game. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Changeup, well out in front on a swing and a miss by Quady. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count from Wagner to Quady here. And there's a line drive up the middle. Base hit. Quady with a nice turnaround. 0-2 pitch singling sharply to center.
Third baseman Emily Kern.
To bring up third baseman Emily Kern with the Jaguars' fifth base hit of the day. Held hitless in the first game by Emily Sedlovsky. Lays off a high fastball, 1-0. Cummings playing up in front of the runner, Quady. Late swing and miss there, 1-1 to Kern. Throw got away on a throw down to Cummings, backed up by Sedlovsky. Kern would be followed by Abby Tenson in the Jaguar lineup here. And the pitch. Foul back. 1-2 to Emily Kern. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Pioneers up by 12, so might be looking at another shortened game here. Swing and a miss. Ends it on a strikeout. That's strike three. That's the third out. So they get a hit by Quady, but leave her stranded. After four complete here, it's now Piers 14, BBE 2. We go to the fifth.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Piers and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
With Verizon Unlimited, you get the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network in America. That means coverage when you need it the most. And at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized retailer, we not only have all the latest devices you want, we also give you the design difference and give you the customer service you deserve when getting your new Verizon device. So come stop by Design Electronics in Little Falls, and not only will you get the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network with Verizon, you'll also get the customer experience.
This is Jason Nickleby, Director of Officials for the Minnesota State High School League and a 2000 graduate of Woodbury High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Pierce 14, Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa 2. We head to the top of the fifth inning, and we're going to have a pinch hitter. Abby Luckin is going to bat here to lead off the inning against Josie Knutson, the new pitcher.
New pitcher for Belgrade, Josie Knutson.
So Knutson will face Luckin to start.
Leading off
14-2.
Abby Luckin.
Torgerson, who pinch hit in the bottom of the inning, stays in right. Bailey Young is going to bat for Sedlovsky. There's a first pitch grounder. Base hit for Abby Luckin. First pitch singles to left. And now Bailey Young will bat.
Number 10, Bailey Young.
So a leadoff single here for Abby Luckin to start the fifth. And it's low ball one. The 10th Piers hit of this game. Young pops it up in front of home. Catcher calling for it. It's off Knutson's glove. They might have a play at second and not in time. That'll be an error on the pitcher dropping the pop-up. Ball rolled towards third. There was nobody there as Kern had come up towards the pitcher's ring, so luck unable to reach. Young to first. Nobody out. And Brenna Dickman will bat in a Maya Rushlow spot. So Brenna will bat with two on, nobody out. Low, ball one. The pitch by Josie Knutson. Ground ball towards third. Skip by and in the left. They will hold Luckin coming around the bag. Second error of the inning. Loads them up for Kelsey Cummings.
Number 13, Kelsey Cummings.
So Kelsey Cummings will bat here in Tori Wagner's spot. And a strike. 0-1. Base is full for the Pioneers with nobody out. Grounded foul. Played there by Coach Pepping. Three runs, two hits allowed by Herkoff in her inning. Looper down the line to right. That ball is twisting foul. Just missed a multi-run hit there. That would have easily scored Luckin and probably Young as well. But it just went foul. The pitch to Kelsey Cummings. Pop foul to third. That's going to drift and get out of play. 0-2 to Kelsey Cummings. Luckin, Young, Dickman on the bases. Down low. 1-2 to Kelsey Cummings. Pioneers' final regular season games are Tuesday here with Howard Lake Waverly Winstead for a doubleheader. Kelsey smokes it into left. Base hit. Luckin scores. Young is coming in. two-run single by Kelsey Cummings. Straighten that one out and drives in both Luckin and Young. Dickman goes to second. This is Sarah Loydalt now. Batting for the second time. She singled in a run in the fourth. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Here's the pitch. High from Josie Knutson. Two balls, no strikes. So it's a 16-2 lead now. Scoreboard says fourth inning, but we're in the fifth. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Brenna Dickman at second base, Kelsey Cummings at first, Sarah Loydalt at the plate. Josie Knutson's pitch, ground ball towards third. They'll touch the bag there, throw across, not in time. Five unassisted to retire Brenna Dickman off the bases. Kelsey Cummings to second. Sarah's aboard on a fielder's choice. First and second, one out for the catcher, Terry Treader. And the pitch from Knutson skips to home for ball one. Ella Kalushi scheduled up next. Whether or not she will get an at-bat, we'll see. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. Cummings will be held. And Terry Treader has herself a three-hit game. Cummings now at third. Loydalt to second. And a single to center by Treader fills him for the shortstop, Kalushi, with Taylor Cummings on deck. A little bit high. One ball, no strikes to Ella Kalushi. Watches low. 2-0. Three of them out there, one out. And that one misses, 3-0. Three walks and been hit by a pitch for Ella today. I'd green light her here. Yeah, maybe not in this big a game. Strike called. 3-1 to Ella. Now you're swinging away. Ella Kalushi awaits. Hits it in the air. That'll be infield fly. Second baseman with the catch for out number two. Two outs for Taylor Cummings and the bases loaded. Taylor with a triple in the first to drive in two to make it a 2-0 game. Since then, she's grounded to short twice and popped to third once. High for a ball. 1-0. Josie Knutson, third pitcher this game to work for Jaguar coach Primus. Line drive, base hit. Loydalt is held on the RBI single. Taylor Cummings drives in Kelsey Cummings. A two-on RBI single by Taylor Cummings makes it a 17-2 score, and Emma Melby will bat. Emma struck out her only plate appearance to end the fourth. Line drive, base hit to left by Melby. And Treader will stop. Emma Melby rockets one into left to drive in a run. That brought home Sarah Loydalt and Abby Luckin now. Started this inning with a hit. One, two, three, four, five hits in the inning. Little pop-up behind the pitcher drops. They won't have a play. Luckin with an RBI infield single. Treader scores. Taylor Cummings now at third. Melby moves to second. And Bailey Young bats for the second time in this inning. She singled. Actually, she reached on the error. on the pop-up that the pitcher couldn't handle near third. That one gets by the catcher. Cummings will not come back as everybody started to move up and then held their ground. Two balls, no strikes to Bailey Young. Two outs, Brenna Dickman would hit next. Here comes the Josie Knutson pitch. It's in the dirt. 3-0 to Young. No place to put her. Knutson trying to get this final out. Knutson to Young. Popped up. Third base with a play. Got it. Foul territory. Kern squeezes for the inning ending out. Pioneers send 11 to the plate. They score five. Five runs, five hits, two errors, three left. Bottom of the fifth coming up. The new score is Piers 19, BBE 2.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required. And earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Kelsey Cummings on the pitch for the fifth inning here. And high ball one to Abby Tenson. Bailey Young stays in the game in right field. Brenna Dickman stays in the game at second base as the Cummings pitch is fouled back, and that got a piece of Terry's mask, 1-1. Abby Luckin stays in the game in left. So your outfield is Young in right, Loydalt in center, Luckin in left, Melby and Colucci on the left side of the infield, Dickman and Cummings on the right. Strike called, and that is strike two to Tenson. Left-handed hitting Abby Tenson grounded out on that fine play by Rushlow earlier, down low, 2-2. Piers needs three outs to complete this sweep. They won the first one 15-0, and they're up 19-2 here. Here's the pitch. Chased it. Strikeout on a high fastball, one away. Top of the order now, and their pitcher, Dasha Herkoff, will hit. A pie, ball one. Swing and a miss. 1-1 from Kelsey Cummings. As Tori Wagner in line for the win. 1-1 fastball left high, 2-1. Kylie Winter is the scheduled hitter next. One out, fifth inning. Swing and a miss as Cummings just rearing back with fastballs. 2-2 to Herkoff. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. Two down, and the Jaguars are down to their final out in Kylie Winter. Couple of strikeouts for Kelsey Cummings. And Cummings starts Winter with a strike, 0-1. Kels rocks and fires. Popped up. First base. And it's caught by the Pioneers first baseman Taylor Cummings to end this one. Pioneers sweep the doubleheader 15-0 and 19-2.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline. And
maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, the Pioneers sweep two from visiting Belgrade Brutinel Rosa today in a big way, 15-0 in game one, 19-2 in the second game. For Pierce in game two, 19 runs on 14 hits, no errors, and they leave nine on base. Jaguars, two runs, five hits. They commit five errors, leaving three on base. Torrey Wagner, the win. Kelsey Cummings pitched the fifth for the victory. Pierce scored five in the first. Jaguars answered with two in their half. Pioneer pitching blanked the BBE offense after that as the Pioneer offense continued to add, scoring three in the second, one in the third, five in the fourth, and another five in the fifth. So Pierce's record now, they go to 9-3 in Central Minnesota Conference play. Two games left, and those will be here on Tuesday when they play Howard Lake Waverly Winsted in a doubleheader. They are now 13-5 overall. Those two games Tuesday, their final regular season games before the playoffs begin. For the Jaguars, their overall mark is now 3-11. They fall to 1-10 in conference play. They got a home game Monday with Holdingford, a doubleheader at Maple Lake Tuesday to round out their conference schedule, still to play Upsall and Browerville at the end of the week. So they're much busier coming up here than the Pioneers. Only the doubleheader Tuesday for Pierce, but five games next week for the Jaguars. So 15-0, 19-2 wins in the books for the Pioneers.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Good day for the softballers. A sweep over their CMC rivals from BBE, 15-0 and 19-2. And they'll be back in action Tuesday to wrap up the regular season here against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, and enjoy your weekend here, whether you're fishing or taking mom out to breakfast. Again, two wins, 15-0, 19-2 over BBE. Victor League Baseball, Sunday on You Are There Sport. We're in Royalton as the River Dogs host Glensburg. First pitch scheduled for 1:30.